Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
DJ and Jamie.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the BJ Jamie Morning Show. I'm exhausted.
No, you
I'm
just
evil.
Laughed like you were evil. You
what did I say?
You can't have our power.
You can't. Oh, off air.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that. BJ Jamie Morning Show, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. We're there live all over America. And a podcast, which happens later on today. Go back and listen to it. A lot of people listen to that podcast.
They sure do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because we hear about it the next
and
day.
And all over the country. And actually the world. It's bizarre.
Because we hear you complain sometimes on Texnado the next day. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that yesterday. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
All right, let me tell you. Today, we are 1 week away from Christmas Eve.
Isn't that crazy?
Christmas Eve.
I'm so excited.
And I got crap done.
Okay, so.
I was ahead of the curve for a while.
Dude, I canceled my party.
You did?
Yeah, I canceled it last night.
Oh, no.
Well, I was
that was Monday, right?
Yeah, I was like, what am I doing? Because I have stuff every single night. When am I going to go get food? When am I going to get all this stuff?
You were doing the party at your place?
Yeah, yeah. Like, when am I going to do all
this? That's a good move. You didn't send out invites, did you?
Yeah, and I just canceled
it.
You
had to cancel.
I was like, you guys, I don't know what I was thinking. I have stuff every single night. And then we're leaving for Hawaii at 4 a.m. Like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing?
I've never hosted a party.
Well, don't.
I've never in my life. I can't remember one time ever hosting a party.
It's overrated.
My wife, ex-wife, first wife, she threw me a surprise birthday party once.
Yeah.
And that's the only party I've ever had at my house.
Well, you're a smart man.
I am not a social butterfly.
Oh, my God. It was just,
that's a good idea.
What am I mean, I'm, because.
It's too much.
I have too much.
Gotta clean. Gotta do all that.
Well, and get food and get the drinks and get, you know, just.
Too much.
It's just too much. So I think we're going to have it after the holidays.
All right.
That way they'll still like see all the Christmas crap. It'll still be up, right? But we'll just do it afterwards.
But and you're going to be in Hawaii.
I know. But I said after the holidays.
Oh, you mean like in January?
Yeah. Oh. So that'll be cool because the stuff will be up. And then that way the ginger, because we're going to make drunk girl gingerbread houses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was.
It's always a blast.
it was called In the House.
Drunk Girl Gingerbread Houses, the DGGBH.
Well, it was more of the Drunk Girl Gingerbread In the House party.
House party.
So, yeah. So, right. And those will all be 50% off.
Ooh, okay. That's a good point. Well, yeah. That's a great point.
I'm sure liquor stores everywhere are sad to hear this news.
Probably so. That's fair. That's fair.
What's going to happen today with this energy thing, with XL? Are they going to shut down power? Are we going to get high winds? They seem to be backing off just a bit.
Well, all I know is this is the first time in the history of me living here that I've ever heard of a school being closed because of high winds. Jefferson County is closed. I think Clear Creek is closed because of the high winds potential. Jeffco offices, you know, the government offices, they're all shut down.
They've just been warned that their power's going to go out, so they don't want all these kids at school with the power down, I guess.
It says Adams, Arapahoe, Broomfield, Denver, Douglas, and portions of other counties.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, wait,
winds.
Those are no longer.
Yeah, those are no longer.
Stand by. Let me read this. XL is now planning for likely outages beginning around 10 a.m. So they changed that. It was noon. 10 a.m., around 52,000 customers in Boulder, Clear Creek, Jeffco, Larimer, and Weld counties could be impacted by the possible outages, but it may not be the entire county. Counties no longer, listed by XL in Wednesday's afternoon update include Adams, Arapahoe, Broomfield, Denver, Douglas, and portions of other counties.
I saw the map last night when I got home from the Giving Tree, and it looks like the map for the power outages today. You go from anywhere from Boulder County, in Boulder City, you go from just a bit north of that and all the way down to like Morrison, right in the line. Golden, you're in that bullseye, and then you get down to Morrison and it stops. So it's right there in that quarter.
And yesterday it was going to be 500,000 customers. Now it's 52,000.
Yeah, it's really back down. I don't know what's going on.
And it was weird because at the cabin I have Core. Core is another electrical company in Jeffco. And Core is like, yeah, we're not shutting anything down. It said we're going to monitor if a branch falls on something or anything like that. We'll de-electrify our wires or whatever. And they said one of their substations they lease from XL so that if they go down there, then, you know, we'll have a problem. But they're like, yeah, we're
same with Longmont. Yeah. They're not turning their power off because they're completely separate.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like these other electrical companies are like, yeah, no, I don't get it.
There's something going on with XL. They're pissed about something. I don't know what it is. Yeah, but there's something going on. They don't want the liability. I know they had to pay out a big sum of money for another fire.
I think it was the Marshall fire in 2021.
It cost them like $500 million or something like that.
Remember the Marshall fire, and it was windy, and it would not stop. It was like in Boulder.
Yeah.
And it was out of control. Remember that whole, it was
I do remember that,
taken
yeah.
out 2021.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Yeah, so they're upset. So they're like, nope, we'll shut her down. Where are they going to be responsible
for? Oh, it's $640 million.
Yeah.
640? I knew it was over $500 million dollars.
Yeah.
But they had to pay out. And I think they were strong-armed by the government, too.
Yeah, so totally.
That they had to pay it, so they're like really upset about this.
Yeah.
So they're going to cut it down. But I'm watching Kylie Burse on Fox 31. I love to watch Fox 31. She does a great job. She's saying maximum wind speeds, gusting, today in Denver, up to 25 miles per hour. That's nothing.
What happened to the 80?
In the foothills. You got to get west of Morrison to get 80 miles per hour.
I don't know what happened.
Just all changed. Yeah. Yesterday was doom and gloom and panic, right?
Yeah, we were supposed to get our prescriptions.
Oh, man.
I don't even have a prescription. Yeah. I thought that was weird.
Backup generators.
Yeah.
Us RV owners were boasting.
Yes, you were.
Yes, we were.
Oh, my gosh.
And now it turns out that I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
It's bizarre.
It's going to get windy, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if it's going to be as bad as what they've
been
saying.
By the way, still don't smoke, right? And don't the chains on your, you know, all the things.
I got a great story from last time for you.
Oh, good. Okay.
And this is just a humorous story. Last night we did the Giving Tree over at Dave & Buster's, and it was phenomenal.
It was great.
The kids, the people that adopted and bought the gifts. I mean, a lot of people there, and it was just absolutely a fantastic night. Kids loved it, didn't they?
They did. They absolutely did. They were going haywire.
Jamie dressed as Little Red Riding Hood. I mean, it was just gorgeous. It was absolutely just a gorgeous evening. It really was. I didn't know how Little Red Riding Hood works into the evening, but it did. It really did.
I lost my cape, though. It wouldn't stay on, so it's a whole different story.
We get costumes.
It was heavy.
We get costumes from Ranky Brothers, which
and
we love.
They go all out.
Yeah. It's Jamie somehow got Red Riding Hood. She didn't even get Mrs. Claus. I got a Santa costume with no hair.
You did.
No hair. Yeah, no hair. No. Two beards, but no hair. I don't know what happened there. So we just went
crying.
With it. Then Jamie opened hers up, Mrs. Claus, and it's a Red Riding Hood. Yeah. Greg, hello. Greg Reiki, are you listening? Something's going on back in the back of the store.
They're very busy. They're very busy there. I was just like, what am I going to do, you guys? It's Red Riding Hood.
Here's what we did. We laughed. We did laugh.
Thank God I had that furry jacket that I brought so I could wear it.
I'll give you my story when we come back. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, don't forget, we have those holiday scratch game tickets to give away, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. $100 in Colorado Lottery holiday games scratch tickets.
50 for you, 50 for somebody else, whatever you want to do with your scratch tickets. All right, that's coming up at 8:30 this morning. Last night, we did the big Giving Tree promotion. I think it was our 21st. Annual?
Yeah, it must have been because, I mean, it's been that long because one of the families, not to interrupt your story, but real quick, one of the families 10 years ago was a recipient of the gifts. And then 10 years later now, she bought for another family.
I like that.
I do too. I thought that's
that was
awesome.
Cool.
Yep.
That is, she was there last
she
night.
She was there.
And just a wonderful person.
And her daughter, Rain.
Their life had turned around. Things had gotten better economically for them, and they gave back last night.
Yeah, so that was a great
very,
story.
Very, very cool. All right, so last night, you know, we did the whole blowout and everything, and then the kids, they get to go play in the game room, okay? So Dave and Buster's, what a place to hold the event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a kid zone, is it not?
It's so fun.
Woo!
It's an adult zone.
And the food.
Too. I mean, adults love it as much as kids.
Great food.
Yeah.
It was just a blast last night. So it's time to go back to play the games, right? So Frog, my 7-year-old, came to the event last night. See, he wanted to go play some games. So they gave me three of the little game cards to play with.
Right.
So we were going to go back there and you know, see what's going on. Well, as soon as we go to the back, Jamie, as soon as we get back there to the arcade, first place he wants to go is to the prize closet, to the gift shop. You know where you
turn
in
your tickets.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to put his eye on something.
Oh, okay.
And it was like a scene out of Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Remember when that kid looked at that
Red Ryder BB gun? Yeah, Red Ryder BB gun.
Oh, he needed the red. He saw a Nerf gun.
Oh.
The Red Ryder Nerf gun right there on the wall.
How many tickets did it need?
Oh, it was easy. 7,200. I'm like, son. First of all, I don't have all night to play games to try to get 7,200 tickets.
Yeah.
So here we go. We're going to go get the Red Ryder Nerf gun, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we go out into the arcade area, and he finds this machine that you just spin a wheel, and the top prize is 1,000 tickets.
Oh, we only need that eight more times.
Eight times.
Yeah.
We need to hit that 1,008 times. Boy, this could be a long night. Okay. So we spin it.
Yeah.
Our first spin, we get 10 tickets.
All right. We're on a roll.
Yeah. Yeah. Second spin, 90 tickets.
Okay.
We're rolling. I'm not going to do this to 7,000 folks. We get to 240 tickets and our first card's expired.
You mean it ran out of points?
Yeah, it ran out of points. So I was like, oh boy, we only have two more cards left. We're at 200 tickets.
Oh, this is bad.
Here's what we'll do. Here's what we do, son. Let's play a couple of games. Let's let the energy go a little bit here and come back to the wheel. So we went and played a couple of games, and then I got tired.
Because, see,
to say,
what you got to do is you got to look around. What are the games that are, like, really spitting out the tickets?
Yeah.
That's the ones you need.
Right. Yeah. You got to scope the place, right? Kind of like if you're going to rob something. You know, you got to stake it out first,
because I feel like that one that pushes the coins, I feel like that's a real good one. It pushes the
coin. I never saw that one.
Oh,
I'm sure it's there.
Oh, my God. Yes, it's there. I'm addicted to that game. Every time I go to Dave and Buster's, I just stay there.
For the coins to drop? Do they ever drop for you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, we tried a couple more games.
Okay.
Zilch. Got nothing. We're still at 240 tickets, right? So I got to leave. I got to get up early, right? His mom is there. So I go over to Lisa and I said, hey, he's got his eye on the Red Ryder Nerf gun.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get it. 7,200 tickets. We're only at 240. And she laughed. And everybody laughed like, oh, fat chance, whatever. They sent me a picture last night when they get home. And it's him with his Red Ryder Nerf gun in the driveway.
I wonder how many, you know what? Because he's the only child. Let me tell you something, what they did. They bought more and more cards until he got it.
I checked the account this morning. That's a $125 Red Ryder Nerf gun. They recharged the card.
Yeah.
Carson quit laughing.
Yeah, they did.
They recharged the card with a 50, a 50, and a 25.
Oh, yeah.
So they were at like 6,900 when they recharged at 25, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the same thought you had. He's standing in the driveway with a big old smile. He got his Red Ryder Nerf gun from Dave & Buster's.
Because they paid for that.
$125 Nerf gun.
They weren't going to be denied.
No, they weren't.
You can buy it at Target for $29.
Welcome to the only child syndrome.
I woke up and I saw that picture that my first thought was what Jamie just said. Check your bank account.
Yep, they recharged.
$125 gun.
Yep, yeah. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
I love you, David Buster.
Oh, my God.
Tabloid trash, next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You smell that?
Yeah, it's vinegar and cayenne pepper.
No. The holiday is almost here. Oh, we're about to go on vacation, Jamie. It's not the cayenne pepper and the what?
Vinegar.
Vinegar. What are you doing over there? What is that?
I don't know. You know what? I blame Michelle.
Is that like an old grandma recipe or something?
I know you're listening, Michelle. I don't know. I don't like this idea. So Michelle and I are doing this thing. And you put a tablespoon of this Bragg crap in your drink.
Well, what's the purpose?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. You're doing vinegar, cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
You're mixing into some type of drink over here. You're drinking and you're like blood sisters here with Michelle.
Yeah.
And you have no idea why you're doing it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Huh.
But you're supposed to drink a whole glass. She already drank her... We're taking pictures and send them. She already drank her whole glass. I am, like, gagging. This is crazy.
Let me see the bottle.
Okay.
Oh, you'll never finish that.
Well, I'm not going to finish it. You're only supposed to have a tablespoon a day.
Well, she's got this big container of apple cider. Is it apple cider vinegar?
Yeah. Well,
that stuff's supposed to be good for you. Then I read articles where it's not good for you.
Wait, where? I want that one.
Yeah. No, there's articles out there that it's all a bunch of BS.
No, it's your daily dose of wellness. That's what it says.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to look. That's difficult. All right, well, you know what? Some of you are stronger than me. That's for sure. What's the bad part?
When consumed correctly, I'm not seeing a bad part.
Oh, you suck.
No, it says studies have proven that it's really good for you when consumed correctly.
No, I don't want it to be correctly.
What's correctly?
One tablespoon a day in water. I don't know. This is stupid. Okay. All right. I'll move on, you guys.
I use that to make my coleslaw.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
That's great for coleslaw. You know what? I'm going to think of that. I'm going to think I'm drinking coleslaw. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, get you some cabbage. Put that in there. A little bit of sugar.
Well, I can't have the sugar.
A little mayo.
Oh my God.
There's so many benefits. Weight management.
Blood sugar. Oh, heart health. Antimicrobial properties, digestion and gut health. I mean, it everything good, right?
Yep.
Give me a swig. What the hell? Pass that over here.
Go get a glass.
That's not too bad.
It's delicious. Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, let's get to some stuff. And I hate to even bring this up because I feel like it's so Christmassy and this is such a sad story. But the district attorney obviously announced charges against Nick Reiner. Here is that audio, number one.
Our office will be filing charges against Nick Reiner, who is accused of killing his parents, actor-director Rob Reiner, and photographer-producer Michelle Singer Reiner. These charges will be two counts of first-degree murder with a special circumstance of multiple murders. He also faces a special allegation that he personally used a dangerous and deadly weapon, that being a knife. These charges carry a maximum sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole or the death penalty. No decision at this point has been made with respect to the death penalty.
Translation, he's screwed.
Yeah, and you know, there
should be
more stuff is coming out. Like, there's this actor from Saturday Night Live, Bill Hader, I think his name is, and they said that Bill was in the corner having a private conversation, and all of a sudden, Nick like interrupted and just started talking really loud, and he goes, "Hey, bud, this is a private conversation," and then he stomped off and got all mad. It's just Really?
Yeah, he saw where his dad, Rob Reiner, took him to the event. He called up Conan O'Brien, said he was going to bring Nick with him. Conan, I don't think, wanted Nick there, okay? He said the reason he had to bring Nick was he needed to keep an eye on him. So they knew before they even went to the party.
Crazy. And then they left him there, which was kind of, anyway. All right, let's see here. Now, when they're talking about this, Carson, it says, with this being what could be Travis Kelce's last season, do they mean the one that he just had, or he's got one more?
The one that he's currently, like, the one, that, the season that we're in now, he's got 3 games left. It could be done after that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so here's what his brother had to say about that, number two.
I think you have, in my opinion, to nail that decision. You got to step away from the game for a little bit. Play these last 3 games. Enjoy them with your teammates. Enjoy them with your coaches. You know, the team's going to be different no matter whether you come back or not next year. So enjoy these last 3 games and then let it sink in. Let it, you know, it'll come to you with time. I think you can't. There's so many emotions with this game right after a season. And for right now, it's just too fresh. You got to step away from it. You got to think about it. And then, yeah, it'll come to you.
Huh. There's a lot of sound effects at the beginning.
Yeah, there's a lot of sound effects. And he says nothing, if you think about it.
Well,
I mean,
he's
still in the season. I mean, nobody knows. And he would never retire like now with 3 games left. Well, I mean, he's going to wait till the season's over. He's going to wait.
I understand. He's just saying, think about it before you make a big decision. Then, like, say, hey, this is my last game in the NFL. And play it that way. He's like, just, you know.
I know. But when you see the headline on this Jason Kelce thing, it's like Jason. Is announcing that Travis is going to retire.
Gotcha.
And it's not that way at all. He's just going to think about it over the summer.
Let's see here. Shaquille O'Neal just wrapped up at the 24th annual Shaka Claus event in Atlanta to, 600 pre-kindergarten through 5th grade students. Here's what he had to say, number 3.
You know, some people call this giving back. I call it doing what my mother started. You know, a lot of kids look up to me. I'm still kind of amazed that haven't played basketball in 50 years and, you know, kids still look up to me. But, you know, I've been fortunate enough because I listen to my parents, I get to live the American dream. So I just like to help kids smile.
We all look up to you. You're
7'4". Exactly. Very big.
You're 7'4", pal. We all look up.
So huge. You're big.
He's such a good guy.
Yeah.
He really is.
Did you see that comparison? You probably didn't, you know, in the internet so vast. But they did a comparison between him and LeBron James.
Yeah.
And they did all the D moves that LeBron, like when he wouldn't shake little kids' hands, when he rolled his eyes at fans that touched him or did anything. It's like, ugh. And then they put a reel next to him of Shaquille when, like, security would take a little kid away from Shaquille and he'd go run up to security and grab the kid back.
Yeah.
And hug him. And, you know, just all the good things he did. And
Shaq's a good dude.
Yeah, LeBron's a neat guy.
Yeah.
He's pretty pompous.
You know? I don't know much about him, but his public persona's not good.
Yeah, especially when they do the reels next to each other. I'm going to tell you something. This stuff is making me sick.
I think I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my God. Like, it's nauseating.
That swig I took. Ooh, sitting hard.
It's like making me nauseated. What am I doing to my body?
There's a price for health.
I don't know. There's got to be a better way, man. All right. Anyway. All right, let's see. What was I talking about? Oh, I know. This will bring everybody happiness and joy. You know, Gary Busey is an odd feller, right? He hit his head. He had a really bad motorcycle accident. He hit his head. He was never quite the same. And now that he's getting older, it's just kind of getting more and more different. So he wanted to tell us all that he has a great Christmas gift for all of us. Here it is.
It's Gary Busey, and I have got a great Christmas present for you. Listen to this. That's what a goose sounds like when they're flying. They're letting you know they're up there. You get a bunch of geese together. They're honking in the air.
I love that. That man has great teeth.
There you go. Tablet trash.
Did you see the video of him singing Christmas carols?
No.
That came out with this yesterday.
I did it, yeah. It's fantastic.
It's hilarious.
That made my day right
this
there.
This guy is just so loopy. I love him.
I do too.
His movies he was in, he's outstanding. He's a great actor.
My gosh.
He's getting pretty old though.
Yeah.
He's getting up there. Mm. He's a little nutty.
Bless
cuckoo.
His heart.
Yeah,
is what
bless
I think.
His
yeah,
heart.
Exactly.
Like Gary Busey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
DJ and Jamie.
DJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, which is a free app. We are live there and a podcast after the program today. Go listen to it if you get a chance. When did you decide to do this Christmas cleanse?
Last night. At the table.
Really?
When I sit next to Michelle.
I mean, it's all new to me this morning. Yeah, I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah. So, I was just telling her how I was going to Hawaii and I'm trying to get into keto, right? And it's not working. I'm not achieving the keto moment. And so she's like, try the apple cider vinegar. That'll help get you into keto. And so I am trying it and I am going to throw up because I added it to a glass of water and it is literally the worst thing I've ever tried in my life. It's called Bragg. And then we just looked it up and it's supposed to be great for you. It's your daily dose of wellness. We looked it up and everything great about it, but I cannot stomach this. So I just bought the gummies online.
Man, you're giving it one hell of an effort though, because I mean, you've got Ozempic.
I know.
You've got the keto.
I got the
keto. And then you've got the Christmas cleanse.
Yeah.
And all stacked on top of each other.
Yeah. And you know what I decided that should have happened? I should have joined a gym about 3 months ago. And all of this could have been eliminated.
There's a lot going on.
It's so busy. So, I mean, I could have eliminated all of this, you guys, three months ago.
I think you're supposed to actually attack one at a time.
I don't know.
And not three different programs.
I don't know. But here's what I do know. Like, I think when people go, hey, dummy, just work out, it's like, oh, yeah, maybe that would work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of get not working out, though.
I know, but
I don't like working out.
I don't either. But now it's too late. So now it's too late.
There's nothing worse than a treadmill.
I know. I used to put it right in front of the TV, and I would only let myself watch any of the Real Housewives if I was walking on it.
But we're quick fixer kind of people, you and I are. Yeah, we're not dedicated people to anything, you know?
Well, I used to have a trainer. I really was dedicated, to be honest with you. But then after...
You were?
Yeah.
I never have been.
Yeah. I had guns.
I've never been dedicated to any workout.
Yeah, I did. But remember I told you about that trainer who was really hot, but he had bad breath?
Yeah.
And so like when he'd lean over when I was doing the bench press or whatever, I'd be like, ugh.
You need a spot.
When was this? And how long did you have the trainer for?
I had him for about, I don't know, 2 years.
Oh, that's a good run.
And then you know what I used to do? This is even crazier.
What's that?
During lunchtime, I would go over to Columbine High School and tumble with their gymnastic team.
Look at you.
Is that crazy?
No, you were active.
what happened to you over the years?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you lose that desire to care?
I know, right? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Because I lost mine about 16. That's what I lost mine to care.
Right?
About working out.
All
anything
that
like
stuff.
That.
Yeah, well, now it just feels like you can take a shot or do something like that and fix it, but
maybe
I could turn back time, I would have gone to the gym.
I told you October.
I know, you did. You're right. You were right, by the way. You were right.
Maybe maybe one of these three will work.
Well, here's
but you're
the thing.
Firing at it right now.
I don't know why I didn't plan on just going to like Antarctica or Alaska.
Yeah, you put keep your clothes on.
Yeah.
Good
this
idea.
This is just a bad plan on my part.
Yeah, you got to start doing ski vacations.
Exactly. Yeah. Right?
I got a question for Texnado, okay?
And
this keeps floating around, and I'm not going to get in depth at it, nothing serious. I'm just going to throw it out there for you because it seems like a double standard to me, okay? All right, 303-222-5423. Remember the story a couple of weeks ago, and it's still lingering out there, of the Michigan coach that got fired, lost $30 million. He had an affair with an assistant, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the University of Michigan. He got fired. He went on a rampage, got arrested. He broke into her home, all kinds of crap, right? He's got a wife and three kids. She is still employed at Michigan.
Oh, that's not fair.
That's what everybody is saying.
Yeah.
The school says she's done nothing wrong.
Huh.
So text NATO, 303-222-5423.
Can I ask you something?
Look, I think he got what he deserved.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What's their hierarchy?
He is the head football coach, right. And she's an assistant in the office type situation, administrative.
See, because it always goes about the hierarchy.
She, by the way, is a part of his program, so he is her boss, or was.
Right, okay. so that's why she's not fired, because he's her boss. And he could have, what's it called? It's like where he could have intimidated her to have an affair with him.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why.
Okay, all right. But is that fair? She knew he was married with three kids. She knew it.
Yeah, but I think
whole affair and everything. No, I get what you're saying, but my question is that fair?
Yeah.
Should she keep her job?
The chicks always get to keep their jobs, man.
People are outraged by it. Saying, hey, what are we doing here? Why isn't she let go? He was let go and lost $30 million.
Because they're saying he was in a position of authority and she wasn't. That's why. So, yeah. Because you know how they can convince you? Like your boss can like persuade you? Like, hey, do you want a bigger raise?
Yeah, kind of manipulate you into doing something you want to do.
All that stuff, yep. Mm-hmm. You know how Kabasi Man Mike does that to you.
He does.
Yeah.
So he could be fired, and I don't get fired?
Exactly.
That's the way it would be. I'm the victim.
You are the victim.
Huh.
Yeah, so she's a victim.
Huh.
And by the way,
I'm on her side.
She actually turned out to be a victim. She had a restraining order against him and everything. He was nuts.
Yeah, he was nuts. Yeah. He was stalking her or whatever. But it didn't start out that way. I mean, she had an affair with him knowing. But I guess you're covered then by that, right?
Yeah, that's the thing.
If he's your supporter.
She looks really young. How old is she?
I think she's only like 28.
She looks younger than that. She looks like she's 17.
I don't know for sure. I just know that if you go on social media, you'll see a lot of posts about this. Because she kept her job. He, on the other hand, he's in a world of trouble. I don't think he's ever going to go to jail for anything. I really don't. I think it's going to cost him all his money.
Yeah, he held her by a knife or something.
He'll get off, though. He'll get probation or something like that, probably.
When did you become like the guy?
No, I'm just saying. But here's what it did do. It's going to cost him
$15
million just to defend himself.
It cost him everything,
and it cost him $30 million in his salary. Yeah. So this is a $45 million swing for this guy.
Yeah, she's 22.
22.
Yeah, she looks really young.
Wow. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Here we are on this Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. A week from today is Christmas Eve. Can you believe it? Windy today. Buckle it down, man.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ Jamie. Hard to believe. Next Wednesday, Christmas Eve.
It is. I'm so excited. I have so much to do, though.
What is the right time to open presents? Is it like this? We all know Santa Claus comes on Christmas, right?
Yeah.
So do you open presents on Christmas Eve?
So here's how we did it.
Now, there is no right way, but I'm just saying.
No, like, like everybody's family gifts, we do Christmas Eve, and then Santa's gifts are Christmas Day.
Okay.
Obviously, because he hadn't come yet.
Exactly the way we did it as a kid. What about you, Carson?
So we do our gifts, like what we give each other in the family. We do it the night before on Christmas Eve. Yeah, same thing. And then day of Christmas Day, obviously Santa comes, opens a present.
Yeah, because Santa's gifts aren't there on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, because I've seen where people has had a tradition of they open everything Christmas morning.
Well, how can they? Santa hasn't come yet.
Christmas morning.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. They open all gifts, and Santa gifts are there.
Yeah.
You see your Santa gifts.
Yeah.
You get all the gifts, blah, 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 blah.
Sorry, I misunderstood.
as you have breakfast or whatever, you open family gifts that day too.
We used to do that when I was growing up, when I was a kid, because obviously the entire family is just the one house. But with Bree's, we spend the night at Bree's mom's house Christmas Eve, and then we go to our house Christmas Day. My mom comes over, we open up presents with her, and then obviously the Santa gifts that day too.
See, that's where it gets all complicated, all these split families, it, right?
It's crazy. Yeah. You got to go to three different Christmases.
Right. Yeah, it does get crazy. And I try to make it as easy for my kid as possible because he has such guilt about everything, you know? And I'm just always like, you're fine. Don't even worry. Whatever you're feeling, just like go. I'm not even worried about it.
Yeah.
You know? Because it gets a lot.
Yeah.
And you have three different families he has to go to.
Yeah, and then Bree's dad's flying in, so we're going to have a separate Christmas with him.
Yeah.
A week later.
Yeah, and as your kids grow up too, because I've got, you know, Lee, who we'll do Christmas with him, but I don't know if it's going to be Christmas Eve or if Christmas, even the day after Christmas. I have no idea.
Right.
So it could span for 3 or 4 days. Yeah.
I will say my neighbors are, like, it is bizarre. I love them, but it's bizarre. She has, she has three different baby daddies, right? So she has three kids and three different dads, and they all hang out.
Wow.
They some of them are remarried, and they even bring their wives and their kids, and they all hang out.
That's not weird?
No,
thank
you.
That's what I said.
No, thank you.
That's what I said, because even her one ex-husband, because the daughter lives at the house, he comes over and stays at their house.
Spends a night?
When they go out of town.
Wow.
It is amazing. I don't know if it's like great or whack-a-doodle-doo. I don't know. I mean, the kids all seem really well-adjusted and happy and everything.
Can we vote?
Okay.
I'm going to vote whack-a-doodle-doo.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
I don't know about you, Jamie, but I'm looking outside right now. You can't go to school in these conditions.
That flag is flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go to school
when the
flag isn't even waving. Well, you can't go to Jefferson County, Clear Creek. You all can't go to school because the flag is just flat.
And right now, there's no wind. But you don't know when a gust is going to come and it knocks over your school bus.
And not only that, but the government offices are closed too because, you know, I mean...
Yeah, a gust of wind could happen outside, even though you're inside a brick concrete building.
But you never know.
Why are you closed government buildings? Okay, can I complain about something for a minute?
For the wind.
For the wind. You're inside one of the best built buildings in the world.
I guess maybe because they're afraid they're going to turn off the electricity. Why don't you just wait to see if it happens?
If you guys were working in government jobs in a trailer park, I'd get it. Because your trailer could blow over. But not in these buildings.
Oh, my God. All right, so here's the official statement right now from XL. XL is now planning for likely outages beginning around 10 a.m. Around 52,000 customers in Boulder, Clear Creek, Jefferson, Larimer, Weld counties could be impacted by the possible outages, but it may not be the entire county. It might not even be anybody.
It's dicey this morning. We don't know what's going to happen.
I know.
Well, it was doom and gloom yesterday because Jamie and I, we were pounding it yesterday, man. Hey, look, high winds. You're going to have power outages everywhere. Thank God I've got an RV. I mean, we went to full tilt boogie yesterday. And this morning, it seems that it could get windy. we don't
those
know.
Those numbers are kind of falling, haven't they?
I don't think we're going to have power outages in these areas, pretty much everywhere.
Well, thank God I got all my prescriptions refilled yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't even have any, but... I thought, I have the hiccups from that stupid stuff. But, I mean, I thought it was weird, like, get prescriptions refilled if it gets windy. What?
Yeah, I don't know about that one. What is the reasoning?
I guess because the power might go out at the pharmacies. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get that one. Now, I understand if the power goes out and you're on, like, oxygen machine or something.
Yeah, I get that. Pay attention to that. But refill your prescription drugs in case...
Seems like a lot.
Walgreens might be out.
Yeah. Is it because we've had no snowstorms that this windstorm, they're kind of making up for it with the panic button?
Well, no, I don't think it's a hyper thing. I think that they really are worried about a fire. I mean, the Marshall Fire happened about this time. It was during Christmas. The Marshall Fire happened in 2021, and the wind drove it, and it was out of control, and they couldn't stop it, and it was because of a down power line, and they had to pay $610 million. So I think that's part of the My pooper would pucker too if I had to pay $610 million and all of a sudden we have the same conditions at Christmas again. Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like that's once in 100 years.
What?
The fire.
Well,
with them. And so
we're in the same
I'm just saying that, that it's it just feels like a little bit of an overreaction.
Well, you can never
to me.
You know what? Safety never takes a vacation.
I guess not you.
BJ Harris.
Hey, look, who am I to say? I'm not an electric you know, expert or anything like that.
No, no, you know what you are now?
What?
You're the diet expert.
What do you mean?
Off the air, you giving me tips.
I'm not giving you diet. I'm giving you cleanse.
Cleanse.
No, this that my listen.
Off the air. He's
Linda,
an expert on this.
Linda.
You know what I heard, Jamie? You know what I heard? I heard the best thing to do a reset is you just drink water for
fast.
72 hours.
You fast.
Just
that
nothing
best
but
way
water.
Is to fast.
Well, even your
stop
brain,
this crap.
Even your brain will reset. You got to only have water for 72 hours. I'm like, that sounds really dangerous with electrolytes. I'm anemic. This all sounds like a bad idea. I'll pass out and die. Nope, 72 hours. Even your brain will reset.
I've thought about doing it. I've never done it.
But you thought about it.
I've never even started, but I've thought about it.
I haven't heard drinking just water for 72 hours.
Usually when you think about doing something, you've at least started like, you know, for 12 hours and then couldn't do it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I've never even started. And I go out and promote it.
Yeah, right? I was like,
I've never done
dangerous.
It. No, they say fasting.
Who's they?
The experts.
No, fasting I get, but 72 hours just water?
72 hours of water.
And no nutrients.
Uh-huh.
That sounds dangerous.
I would do a juice cleanse.
72 hours of water.
That just sounds dangerous.
So I'm just saying that that's
the internet, what I've heard.
It's full of that stuff. Yeah. I've never tried it.
Never tried it?
Never started.
Not even an hour.
Powerball tonight.
Yes.
$1.25 billion. Hey, Carson, can you pull up a story and see if it's true? There's a story out there of a guy that just won $22 million. He had a pact with his best friend. They made it 28 years ago. If I win, you win. And they split the money.
Oh.
He wins 28 years later and remembered their deal and split the money with his friend.
No.
$11 million, boop, boop, each way.
And they've gone like different ways in life, right? Haven't
Well, they've stayed in touch.
Oh,
they're still best friends.
Oh.
But they made this pact 28 years ago and one of them hit.
Wow. I think
is it true?
Yeah.
It looks like it. Yeah. Man splits $22 million jackpot with friend keeping nearly 30-year-old promise.
It is true.
Because I feel like that I've promised people over the years, and I feel like you have too, Jamie.
I have.
I think you've done
it too. I have, yeah.
But boy, if I win,
I
don't remember any promises, you know?
I'm sorry
mean,
to everybody.
You got to figure the people that I promised are going to come out of the woodwork, right?
Yeah.
Now I got to defend myself. Say, I don't know what the hell you're talking about because all do that. We all say, look, if I ever win the lottery, boom. Grandpa Gus says it all the time. He always says, if I ever win the lottery, Beach, you have nothing to worry about. Oh, crap.
Well, you have to preface it, though. You have to say the entire thing, not just $1 million. You have to say, I have to win the entire jackpot. Otherwise, you're screwed.
You win 50,000, you got to get 25,000.
I think it's assumed it's the jackpot, isn't it?
I hope so. I don't know.
I don't think it is.
Do you really have to?
Because I think if you win $2 million, I'm thinking half of it's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people are greedy.
By the way, I did see that the last drawing we had a couple of Colorado winners. Is that right? Of $1 million.
So there was one ticket that was sold at 1.9 million. But I looked into that too because I saw the headline.
Yeah,
but it was sold and it was a lucky. It was the lucky for life game.
Oh,
that one.
Okay,
it wasn't with the Powerball.
Both winners were two different games.
Oh, they were.
Had nothing to do with the Powerball.
Clickbait is killing me, man.
That lucky for life, man, that thing is enticing.
Yeah,
man,
it is.
$1,000 a day for the rest of your life?
Mm-hmm.
My luck is I died 6 months.
Why would you?
Somebody else won the Lotto
Plus. There's companies that'll buy you out for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll buy out. What are those guys called?
But you wouldn't see it coming. You wouldn't sell it.
Well.
I mean, think about it.
Well, that's true.
I mean, if it were me, I wouldn't sell it to them. Like, hey, I'll buy you out. I feel like you're going to die in 3 months. Hey, look, buddy, I don't like your attitude.
Yeah,
I'm not selling you crap.
Yeah.
Okay? How do you have that conversation, right? Think about it. All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show, get your tickets. Powerball tonight. It's a big one, man. Over $1 billion.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Sure is.
We want to thank everybody one more time, too, for adopting the families. Y'all are amazing people, and we appreciate you so much. It was a great night last night at the Giving Tree.
Oh, unbelievable. The kiddos, man, they were so happy.
I'm going to start off today for you guys, giving you a little bit of Christmas cheer. I'm going to offer you Gary Busey's top three favorite Christmas songs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, here you go.
Good friends out there, brothers and sisters, all of you. My three favorite Christmas songs are, number one, Joy to the World, the Lord has come. The second one, another one, The Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm, all is bright. Third one. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. That's three for you, but there's a lot more. I'll give them to you later. Love you.
I can't wait.
I love Gary Busey.
I got to log on.
Gary Busey's my new favorite holiday go-to.
I love him, too. I really do. I think he is such a good actor.
Oh, my God.
Or was. I'm not sure he's acting anymore.
Yeah.
But he had that motorcycle wreck, man. He almost died instantly.
Yeah.
He is so lucky he survived that thing.
Yeah. And, I mean, we get gems like this. So.
Yeah.
Wait, there's another one.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. He wants to give us a Christmas gift.
Oh.
Yeah, here it is.
It's Gary Busey, and I have got a great Christmas present for you. Listen to this. Ah! Ah! That's what a goose sounds like when they're flying. They're letting you know they're up there. Ah! Ah! You get a bunch of geese together. They're honking in the air.
Get out of here. That is awesome.
You know, he gives it his all, I have to say.
Honk.
He gives it his all.
I love mean, that guy.
He went like, mm.
He should have his own network, like the Gary Busey Channel.
I love it.
And just do something every single day.
By the way, I just wanted to say a lot of people are mad at us that we're not, quote unquote, using our brains about why the school is out. Because if the power goes out, it's very dangerous.
I said that.
Very, very dangerous.
I said that. Well, I said you don't want a bunch of kids in school and no power.
I'm just saying they said use your brain.
I did.
Okay. Well, apparently we're irritating people. And then
no, we're talking about government workers. That's what we were complaining about. The school thing, okay, your power goes out. Not good to have all the kids there. I get it. Okay. But not government workers.
Do you know they used to have school by a lamplight?
Yeah. Lantern.
I mean, a candlelight. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw those old Charlie Brown movies or whatever.
You did.
What was it called? No, Little House on the Prairie.
Charlie Brown.
Well, I feel like there was an old Charlie Brown where they did that too. But no, I'm thinking Little House on the Prairie. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't watch that show.
What?
No.
Laura Ingalls?
No. Weren't they off the grid?
Yes. Yeah. They were so off the grid.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. Yeah, I thought they were off the grid. That was the off the grid family. Right?
Oh, Lord. All right. Anyway. There's a lot more stuff. I'm just going to go throw up because I just tried to drink this stuff.
Oh. Gary Busey's enough.
I love Gary Busey.
Yeah, I don't think we need anything
okay,
else.
Okay, there you go.
That's the
trash.
Best thing of the morning right there.
It's Gary Busey, and I have got a great Christmas present for you.
Let's all play
listen
along.
This.
Come on. Do it in your car. Right? Play along. Here we go.
They let you know they're up there. You get a bunch of geese together.
Do it again. Here we go.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, all right. BJ and Jamie here.
What's wrong? Bargain tipsy.
I'll just do this for us. We'd like to apologize to all government employees. Had no idea.
But that was.
Had no idea.
Well, I didn't help.
Yeah. Government employees, certain ones, certain counties, whatever, getting the day off today because of the high winds. I mean, it's really blowing out there.
Well, all right, here's what the...
Not blowing at all. But they got the day off today.
Yeah.
The winds are going to kick in around 10, and I guess you can't get a lot of work done before 10, right? So they're off today, and we made some comments about, look, you work in pretty good buildings down there. I mean, they're pretty secure. But I guess that was rubbing some people the wrong way.
I'll just read it. Sure. Stop villainizing government workers. Do you even know how hard city employees are working with the recent layoffs? You have no idea. And then I wrote back, because I care, I wrote back, oh, dear Lord, drama.
Yeah.
That probably didn't help.
No, that didn't help. Probably didn't help. But that's just one.
Yeah, that is just
we're apologizing to everybody. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, everybody yeah. that's a government employee. Yeah. But I feel like that.
I'm going to apologize to your son.
Why?
Because you guys are highfalutin and you put him in private school and you live in Jeffco.
Yeah.
And you put him in private school and he could have had today off.
He sure could have.
Yeah. But yeah. no, you have to be highfalutin Catholics.
He gets the day off, save a little money. There's a lot of win-wins there
yeah.
for public schools. Yeah. A lot of win-win, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Look, when it comes to a government employee, let me ask you a question, okay?
Oh, boy.
And if you work in this certain department I'm about to mention, go ahead, text us, all right? 303-222-5423. But there's always running jokes with certain professions, okay? Yeah. Like, for example, lawyers, okay? Lawyers is a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Running joke, right? He's a lawyer. What do you expect? That's a lawyer. That's just the way they do it, right? We have the same interpretation, we being non-government employees. We have the same thoughts about government employees, especially like people that work on the county road. Because you see 14 standing around and one guy digging, okay? Or you see, you know, I've been in a restaurant before and see about a three-hour lunch break. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we all have that interpretation. Do we not?
Well,
so that's the way I look at it.
No, it's just you.
It's just me.
Yeah, it is just you. Yeah.
No.
No, it is just you. No, just you.
Don't do this.
Yeah.
No, it's not just me. We all have that.
No, because my friend Tina is a government employee. She works very hard. So it's just you.
There's a guy... that sits in a
you
white...
You guys, I just want everybody to know, nobody here at the Odyssey Radio Ranch believes this is a thing except for B.J. Harris.
Oh, can we get a disclaimer, please? The views and whatever, B.J. Harris is not that of Odyssey Broadcast.
Yes, yeah.
Listen. There's a guy that sits in a white truck down in my neighborhood. He's there almost every day, sitting in that truck. I've never seen him get out of the truck. And I pass by there all the time. And it says Department of Transportation on it, okay?
Yeah.
So it's CDOT, government employee. But the guy, he just sits in his truck. That's all he does.
You don't know what he's doing. You don't know. Although, the funniest story is the funniest story is that government worker that was sitting in his truck, and he had scratchers in his lap. Remember that story?
Oh, my yes.
And so he's scratching all the scratchers in his lap, and he got the police called on him.
Yeah, remember. That's a good one. That's a good one. Somebody makes a good point here, okay? Right, okay? And this adds to that whole perception. I'm not saying you don't work. I'm just saying that's the perception we have.
Not me. All views by that man over there are his and his alone.
When you go to the DMV, you'll see 10 people.
My DMV is, actually, in all honesty, the Douglas County DMV is on point.
Good for you.
They are really amazing.
Good for you. Mine's not.
Really?
No. You'll see 10 people behind the glass, one window open.
Oh.
That's it. One window.
And all the
Numbers stacked up, man. Just stacked up. You got to wait.
And by the way, all the Douglas County DMV people listen to this show, and they are awesome.
Oh, you live in Whoville too, do you?
No, they
it's
really do.
It's all perfect down there.
It is perfect.
It's not. You just catch it on a good day is all.
No, you know what
They're
I do?
They're all like that.
You know what I do? What? Here's an Einstein idea. I make an appointment.
That's the key.
Duh.
I've made appointments before. They don't hold it.
I wait.
Yes,
like,
they do.
You know, well, we don't. Ours, you don't get in on time. You get there on time, but you still may have to wait 20 minutes or so.
I have.
Yeah. I mean, because they can get backed up. When you make an appointment, they don't know how long your time at the window is going to be. So you can get stacked up over the day.
I've never had to. I mean, literally, it feels like.
Well, I'll start going to Douglas County then.
I'm telling you.
Mine's not.
Well, Jeffco must suck.
Yeah, like I wait 5 minutes.
Well, we have, like I said, we have, you know, they open very few windows.
You know what's worse than 14 guys standing around not digging? One guy just sitting on his ass talking in a microphone.
I would say it's equal, not worse. Oh, you government employees, you're upset.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, what a night. Last night, the Giving Tree at Dave and Buster's.
So good.
Everybody had a great time, didn't they?
They did.
That one lady, there was a lady there with her family. She'd been nominated. Now, this just shows you how this promotion reaches out to even beyond BJ and Jamie listeners, okay? She was there. She had no idea what she was going to.
I know.
And it was her daughter's fourth birthday,
yeah,
all in the same night. But she had nothing planned for her daughter because things have been a little, you know, rough for them. But they'd been nominated.
She was overwhelmed.
She shows up with her kids and her husband, I think.
Great
boyfriend,
people.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But they're there. Nice. Just super nice. They didn't know who we were. They didn't know what they were at.
Right.
They had no idea. They just went because they'd been nominated and selected.
Yeah.
She showed up. This lady was so grateful. She was in tears.
I know. She was just.
She's like, I don't know.
It was like she was in shock.
When I left the house, I had no idea where I was going. It's my daughter's birthday. Here I sit. I've got all these gifts for my children. Things are really rough right now. We have a birthday cake in front of us that they provided there at Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say. You people are unbelievable. And we just listened to her.
And it was amazing.
It was
she was so sweet. And like you said, so grateful. And so for the people that adopted families, like you literally, and I mean, I know it's going to sound cheese ball or whatever, but I even told Michelle and Garo and the people that adopted, I was like, you changed these people's whole life. I mean.
You don't know the impact.
Exactly.
And the children, unbelievable. Yeah. I was Santa Claus. And they're coming
Were
up.
You?
They're hugging.
Were you?
I think to the kids I
Were
was.
You?
To you. Nah,
oh, you know what?
I was just some sexy dude in a suit to you.
Somebody said we're legally like married now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because common law.
Oh, because I was Santa and you were Mrs. Santa?
Yeah, so because we portrayed husband and wife and we lived that out for that moment, it's common law marriage.
Well, I think so we were there for 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
If you add that up, 15 years, that's 30 hours together pretending we're married. That might be,
by
thing. Law,
yeah.
We might be.
Who knows? Yeah.
I got two wives. Do I need to move to Utah or
something? Yeah, right? Anyway,
it was a fun event.
It was, and
great
so
event.
We need to thank everybody real quick. Postman Law, obviously. Also, do you have the other name from the people that were just added, you know, that work here in the building?
Oh, K&G.
KG,
KG something solutions,
facility solutions,
facility. Yes. They're cleaning a company. They do buildings everywhere.
Right,
big company, and they went out and bought a gift for every single family.
Every family. Yeah, so KG facility solutions. Thanks to them, Steel Bros, obviously, Longmont Dairy always delivers. Dave and Buster's. I mean, come on,
always delivers.
Wait. Oh, that's true.
That's cool.
That is cool.
They deliver to your doorstep. Always deliver.
Did you see that? Did you see what I did? I made a catchphrase for
Longmont. Broadcast genius.
That is, wow. Ranky Brothers for providing me a Red Riding Hood outfit.
Greg, if you're listening, Greg Ranky. Okay, Greg and Chris. That's the two brothers that run Ranky Brothers.
They're awesome.
They're a costume shop, and they do, like, movie props. I mean, this place is unbelievable. The back room is just flooded with costumes, and
it's amazing.
You can get anything there. Ranky Brothers over in Littleton. All right, but let me just say
this. They've been mad at me for a very long time because I never returned a nun outfit. And so they said that I owe them $12,000 for the rental because I never returned it. And so they've kind of had it a little bit against me.
It's a grudge thing.
It is a grudge thing.
Payback, payback.
So what they
payback.
Did is they didn't give me a Mrs. Santa outfit. They gave me Red Riding Hood.
Yeah. So technically, last night I was buried to Little Red Riding Hood and not Mrs. Claus. So that one doesn't count.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
So it was. Yeah.
And they gave me two beards and no hair from Santa Claus. Okay.
They're really mad about that.
I don't
that
know who got
outfit.
Mixed up back there, but I think they're taking it out on both of us now.
They're sour.
Yeah, they're sour.
And also Colorado Candy Company. They gave candy goodie bags to all the families as well.
What
it was a great night. Yeah,
what so a fun. Night. Those kids, if you could just see them back in the game room with all their presents, it was just unbelievable.
It was really
It's a great promotion. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Live there and podcast too. So this wind warning we have today, you're saying it's not over for the week.
Yeah.
What?
All right. Yeah. First of all, a couple things, no smoking, no welding, all the stuff. Probably don't mow your lawn. The chains on any of your trailers. Don't park in grass and let your car run. You know, all the just like common sense things are in full effect because it really is dry and it's going to get windy. Yeah. But how Excel has just added something. Here it goes. Ready? Due to changes in weather forecasts, Xcel Energy is also evaluating the potential need for a second PSPS event impacting mountain communities and the Front Range on Friday, December 19th, beginning at 6 a.m.
I wonder what's going on here. Another day, huh? Friday, 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Because it could get windy.
Yeah, they're evaluating.
Are they seeing how high the winds are going to be on Friday?
No, I don't have that information.
I mean, are we talking 15, 20 miles per hour? Are we talking 100 miles per hour? What are we talking here?
Hold on. Sorry to interrupt, but I just did. I feel like you feel like, that's really hard to say. I feel as if you feel there's a conspiracy here.
No. I wouldn't go with conspiracy.
Okay, all right.
I feel like you feel something. But what you feel is not what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Because what I feel is I feel like that Excel, pardon the pun, got burned once before.
Whoa.
Started a fire.
They did.
Or at least accused of it. And had to pay out a bunch of money.
We're talking $600 million.
Yeah, almost a billion. Half a billion, over a half.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So this happened, and they're like, whoa.
Scary.
If we're going to get, tackled for $650 billion or $1 million every time there's a fire, because we're going to get blamed for it, and maybe we got a power line here or there, the best thing to do is just shut her down. Shut her down anytime it gets windy. That's what I feel like. And if that's the case, where do we go from here?
Well,
are we going to shut down every time it gets windy?
That's not going to work, right? It's not feasible to do that.
Is that a conspiracy, by the way?
No, I don't think so.
That was just my...
No, I think you're right about the money. They don't want to pay money.
Absolutely.
They don't want to burn any place, place down either. I'm not saying that.
Let's also think of that they maybe have empathy, right? They don't want to burn down another community.
Yeah. So that too. But they don't have the infrastructure to handle weather, like wind.
So here's what happened with me, with them, okay?
Is this the way you feel or the way I feel, or you're adding to the way I feel?
I'm adding to
the way I feel.
How it doesn't make sense, though, in the big picture. So obviously the easiest thing to do is bury power lines, right? That's the easiest thing to do. Well, on my property, I have two options. I can run a line right to the pole, and I can run it right to my house, the cabin. I can run it right from the pole to the cabin, right?
Right.
And they will cover the lines, meaning if anything happens or whatever, they'll cover the lines. If a tree falls, they'll fix it, right?
Right.
But if I bury the lines, which is the safest thing to do because it's by the National Forest, if I bury the lines, they won't take care of any part of it. If a rodent eats it or does anything, they won't take care of the lines. So that's the best way to prevent this is bury lines, right?
I feel like...
Uh-oh.
they don't like you.
No, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So why would I bury the lines if they're not going to...
If they won't maintain them.
Exactly.
I don't know anything about it.
Isn't that weird?
I just find it very... I find it very strange that we have 1 week here where two different days is proposed that all this a power outage could happen. I mean, it's just like out of the blue, and it's a week before Christmas. It's like, what's going on here?
And we've all lived here for 800 years.
And then we've been dealing with the wind for forever.
Does anybody know when the settlement happened?
It was just recently.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So I think
it was this year, if I'm not mistaken. So wasn't it just back in the summer that they finally agreed? Now, they'd been sued in a lot of back and forth for a while, but I think it just happened just recently.
Mm. Because that makes sense, because I'm trying to figure, like, what has changed?
That money changed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was in September.
See?
Oof.
And Xcel is, they're a little perturbed about this, and they're saying, look, if we're going to have to pay this out, if there's a fire, how can we take that chance?
Did you call it a FAR?
The FAR. Yeah. Right?
I don't know. I just never heard you call it a FAR.
Yeah. Well, it's far away, but it's also
far.
But if they have this, but think about it. I mean, that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
They had this happen back in September where they had to pay out the money. And they're saying, hey, look, if we're going to get the blame every single time, then we're going to just cut our power. That way you can't accuse us of anything.
But what if it is really that it's just really freaking dry and windy and scary?
What do you mean?
Well, because some people say it's fear-mongering and some people say it's common sense.
I think I'm missing the point on this one.
Some people say they're going overboard because they're mad about the money. They're trying to protect
them. That's what I'm saying.
Right. But some people are saying, hey, you know what? It's just common sense. It's freaking windy.
No. Then you explain for the last 10 years you didn't cut the power. And it's been windy before.
That is true.
All of a sudden we woke up this morning with common sense? No, I don't think so.
There's a lot going on here.
DJ and Jamie.
Yeah.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Speaking of which,
yeah,
I want to cut a deal with you, you and Carson.
I knew you were going to do this. You know what's weird?
What? What? What?
I was like,
were you thinking the same thing?
No, I have your gift. You're going to love it. It's very sentimental.
Oh, it is?
You're going to love it. It's
perfect.
Is it
like a puppy or something?
You asked me that yesterday and still not a puppy.
Well, sentimental. A new child?
What?
A baby?
Yeah.
Something like that?
I'm pregnant.
Listen, I'm going to cut a deal.
You know what? No. Right, hey, listen. No. Wait, let me talk. Even though you started talking first, let me interrupt you rudely. It's because you bought me that stupid ass water bottle. Okay? What is it? Copper? It's made out of copper?
Made out of copper.
And so I screwed you up by saying, oh my God, I have 3 copper water bottles. I just found out they're really bad for your health.
Yeah, I didn't know.
And so that was your gift
Honest
to me.
Honest mistake.
And then I go, what would make you think I would want a water bottle? Another one.
Yeah. I'm back to square one now.
So I thought to myself, BJ's going to try to squirm and worm his way out of this gift-giving thing.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what you're going to do, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I want to cut a deal. Yeah. And I hope my wife loves copper water bottles. But listen, okay? I want to cut a deal with you and Carson.
Okay.
And tell me if you're game for this, okay? We said
a
$50 game. Oh. See if you're game for
this. No, I thought we went up to 100.
All right, we'll go with 100. All right.
Okay.
Listen, what if I did this?
I can't hear you.
What if I get both of you a $100 scratch ticket? You could win up to $5 million. Wow. Rarely does anybody ever buy one, okay?
Yeah.
And I just tell you up front, this is what you're getting, but here's the deal. If you win,
no.
You don't say a damn word to me.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm not asking for part of the money. I'm just asking, please don't tell me, because it would drive me crazy. Okay? You did that last year to me. Remember?
Sorry, I interrupted.
Last year, this is
an interesting deal.
Yeah. Instead of me just sweating it and going out there and getting you something that you don't want, like a copper water bottle, you know, something like that, what if I just go purchase 2 $100? Because you would never do that for yourself.
Ever
do it for yourself. That's truly what makes it a gift. When you get something for somebody they would never do for themselves.
Yeah.
That's a gift.
Yeah.
And I tell you up front, but here, you got to make this a deal. Because if you win $3 million, I'm going to be so pissed off.
Yeah.
I will. I'll harbor that for a long time.
Can we change it? It's same concept. But can you buy two of the $50 ones?
I was thinking that because I wanted to see, I wanted to read the odds. Because
you got a better chance, in my mind, of winning.
Yeah, I
got
to look at the odds.
All right, deal. Two $50 tickets.
But let me look at the odds
first. For both of you.
Let me look
and
at
I'm gonna the look odds. At, I'm going to look at the $25 scratchers, too, because we could get four of those.
Okay.
You know what? You could get nothing. How about that?
Or you could get 10 tens. I mean, what, are we going to do
no,
this all
I,
day long?
No, I love the gifts. I love the
or
gift
you
I got
get
you.
Nothing. How about that?
Wow. I'm just...
What?
Yeah.
You're angering me. Tried to cut a deal here.
Well, I'm trying
hey,
to cut
Siri,
a deal, too.
Is it better to buy a $100 scratch-off ticket or a $50 scratch-off ticket?
Yeah, let's see what Siri says.
Here's what I found.
I have to read crap.
Maybe AI could tell you?
Yeah. Well, that's. Let's see here. How to tell. Oh, my God.
Are your odds better?
Hold on.
All right, we got to figure this out. But it would make everything, I think, a little bit easier on everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Except for, man, you might cry at your gift.
Really?
It's so sentimental.
What the hell could it be?
It's a puppy.
Oh, I love puppies.
I got it from the Slacker show.
I have 12 Strays of Christmas.
Strays, yeah, I got you.
Comes over a couple of days ago, Sunday it was. And he said, hey, man, I got a story for you. He goes, I went to this a friend's house, and they had a litter of puppies. They were, I forgot. Anyway, they had a litter of puppies, and I brought a puppy home. My wife hasn't spoken to me since.
Oh, she's mad?
She is so mad because their dog passed away not long ago.
Okay.
And he's ready to replace, but she's not.
Oh.
She was really attached to the dog, so she didn't talk to him for like a week and a half. And I said, well, did you get a second puppy?
That's not, no, no. But she's going to come around, right?
Well, I'd go do it again.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me read this. In what? General, the $100 scratch-off ticket offers better overall odds of winning any prize.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Here's why. Because less are sold, probably less made, payouts bigger. I think the higher you go, the better off you are.
What are you going to do?
$100. You would never. I'll go today and I'll whip out $200. I'll buy you both the ticket. I'm not going to buy me one because I'd never do that for myself. I just said it.
You know what?
I might buy me a 50, but I'm not going to buy me a 100.
It's better than the poop emoji hat that
yeah.
he got us that.
I mean,
one
think
year.
About that. And what I'm getting you, Carson, I've already ordered. Already got it. Well, I've already got it. It's the house.
Yeah.
But I'll put that back.
So well, why are you cutting a deal?
Maybe he wants it.
Yeah, why are you cutting a deal?
Maybe he wants that because it's about me.
Yeah, you'd want it.
Because of the copper water bottle.
Oh. But you'd rather have the $100.
Yeah, think. Because if Jamie wins, oh, man. If you
but
win $5 million.
So that would be two shots, two $100 scratch tickets. I think your odds are pretty good. One of you will hit something.
But what if we don't?
Yeah.
Then you got some...
You get second chance.
Blank water. We're playing.
You
no,
get second chance
don't.
Drawing, right? There's a second chance.
No, there is no second chance. This all happens on Friday morning. You scratch
no,
both tickets live here on the
I know,
air.
But I think on the back there's a second
I
chance.
I think some
oh, I don't
you
know.
Can
yeah,
submit.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, no, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know how it works. But I think that would be something you guys could scratch on the air, too.
Man, but I put so much love and effort and like, it's just such a beautiful gift. Oh,
love and effort is so overrated.
No, I mean, I really put my heart and soul
and
into this.
Yeah, I thought a lot about VJ. I think I nailed it, too.
Yeah, we really thought a lot about you.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you both, if you don't take this offer, you're going to get two crappy gifts, okay? I'll be quite honest with you. You're going to look at
okay,
him and you're going to say,
I'll take
oh,
it.
My
I'll take
God,
the deal. I'll
what
take
have you
deal.
Done, BJ?
I'll take
you
the deal.
You know me. I'm horrible at gifts.
No poop emoji
this,
hat for
this
me.
This one
no.
is a solid,
okay.
solid number one, man.
Okay.
It could make you rich.
I'll take it.
Deal.
I'll take it.
All right. Deal?
We're in.
Deal.
So
in.
That's your gift okay. coming from me on Friday, and you will scratch them here on the air.
Will you wrap it?
Yeah.
You know what? Wrap this.
Whoa! What?
I'm sorry. That's not the Christmas spirit. That is not what? The Christmas spirit.
Wow. Wow.
We
wow.
have holiday scratch game tickets to give away right now.
Yes. Oh, great timing.
$100.
Oh, my gosh.
$100.
That was great
we
timing.
Have the tickets
we do.
Right now from the Colorado Lottery.
Right? $50 for you and $50 for someone special, courtesy of the Colorado Lottery. If you're caller 19 right now, 303-22-
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know what I took away from that is that you were thinking of me.
I was.
I know, that's very nice.
I was. I thought of
you. Doesn't happen a lot.
I was giving Jamie a story. She is so consumed by pickles.
I love pickles.
Jamie loves a nice pickle.
I do like pickles.
Yeah, she does. She's all over that pickle. All right, listen. What? So I'm at Jimmy John's.
Can we be serious? Week and a half ago. I really do love pickles. I really did.
He said you're all over the pickle. You love the pickle.
I know you were trying to do.
I did not. I did not. That's your dirty mind.
No, it's not.
I'm a God-fearing man. I don't do that.
All right, anyway.
I'm at Jimmy John's. They have a new pickle sandwich.
I feel like you're a gherkin.
Yeah. Probably. No spear.
All right, anyway.
Listen.
Yeah, right.
So I asked the lady behind the counter. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, me and my coworker, she loves pickles.
I love pickles.
And I was thinking about getting her one of those pickle sandwiches.
Yes.
And she told me, she said, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't get a pickle sandwich if I were you. And she worked there. So I thought that was pretty good advice.
I'm thinking that she doesn't like pickles. She probably just doesn't like pickles. You have to like pickles.
She said the pickle sandwich, Jamie.
Yeah.
Is about half the size of the bread, so therefore you're getting half the food for the same price. That's what she said.
Okay, well.
I think hers was more about, you know, the wallet.
But let's just say this. The fact that you were even thinking about bringing me a pickle sandwich.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I had you and a pickle on my mind.
That is amazing. Woo! Thank you. I
what
appreciate that.
I'm a little upset with their rewards program, though.
Oh, my God.
You know, can I pick something real quick here?
I won't take too long. You know what?
Listen.
Speaking of which, I feel like I need to make a sandwich.
I joined the rewards in, let's see, July 4th weekend it was.
Yep.
And I've always complained about rewards. I don't put apps on my phone. I do not do that. I don't join any programs. I don't want to give you my phone number and email address. I don't want to be harassed by you, okay?
Right.
But I did Jimmy John's because Frog and I go twice a week.
Since July, he's been a member.
I've earned $4.99.
Since July, and they go at least twice a week.
That's crazy.
I know. Are you sure they're putting in your number and stuff?
I put it in every time I go.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, every time. Put my phone number in.
I don't know.
Yeah, it pops up. Pops up that I win. Hey, thank you, blah, blah, blah.
It's not a great reward.
$4.99 in 6 months.
Holy Toledo.
You're getting gypped, man.
You are. That's crazy.
I'm getting about 60 cents per month from these guys.
Yeah.
Rad.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well.
You know what? It's free money.
Yeah.
It's free money. All right. I want to tell you a few things. First of all, I don't know if this is a good sign. 7 months in and you're already in couples therapy. I'm talking about Billy Ray Cyrus and Elizabeth Hurley. They've been dating for about 7 months, and they're already in therapy, couples therapy.
Oh.
I guess Billy Ray is super-duper jealous and also concerned because there is a bunch of pictures with Elizabeth Hurley and that Jizwell. What's her name?
Jelaine.
Right? Jizlaine.
I know who you're talking about. Who are you talking about?
The
Epstein lady.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. Jelaine.
Jelaine
Maxwell.
Yeah, so I guess there's a bunch of pictures with Elizabeth Hurley and that girl, and Billy Ray doesn't like it because it's a bad vibe, and he's like small town country guy or whatever, and so I guess that's part of his problem. He also doesn't like that she is besties with Hugh Grant, who she was, I think, married or engaged to forever.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't like that either. So I guess they're in couples therapy.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't like any of this.
None of it. That's what the rumor
Has
is.
Has he seen his own past?
Yeah, right? Right.
I would be more worried that your wife or your girl that you're dating, Liz Hurley, she's going to find out about your past.
Didn't he date that girl or married that girl like Flower or whatever her name was or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And he's had all kinds of problems.
I remember then he sang at some Christmas show. Yeah,
yeah,
he was like all drunk.
All kinds of crap.
Yeah, so I don't know. They're just in therapy. The other weird story today, I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that Leonardo DiCaprio has never sat down and watched Titanic in its full, in its entirety.
Yeah, it's probably too much for him.
I don't know. Yeah, he's...
Well, he couldn't get on that door. He doesn't want to see that again. That was traumatizing, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to watch that. She let me drown, man.
I guess if you die at the end, you're like...
Yeah, I died at the end. I'm not watching that.
He just sinks in the icy abyss.
Yeah.
And he looked cold.
Oh,
I get
really
it.
Cold.
I get it. It's a tough movie to watch.
Don't ever let go, Jack. Mm.
Yeah.
Then she just like dunked him.
Put her hand on his head, pushed him under, didn't she?
Yep, she sure did.
I think my wife would do that.
Oh my God, for sure.
Wouldn't she?
Oh.
If her and I were stranded out on a board somewhere.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, one of us can survive, the other can't. And it's freezing. Yeah. Time comes. Right down she'd put me.
You know, one of the things I really enjoyed last night about the Giving Tree is that you got to meet one of my really, really dearest friends, Garo, right?
Yeah.
And Garo was there, and I introduced BJ and Garo. And you guys, these two guys have so much in common. It is amazing. These two men, their entire life is based on trying not to get their wives to divorce them.
Yeah. He's got some good moves, too. I'm going to copy him. And he told me to write down a couple for him.
He's slick.
So we're going to trade notes.
I just thought it was so funny. You guys like literally are just trying not to get a divorce. Both
so
of you.
So far, the thing we have in common is buy.
Yep.
Buy her stuff.
Yep. That's what happened.
Helps.
Yeah, it does help.
That was just one night with him.
It was so funny. I was like, oh my God, you guys are so alike. I don't know. Just scraping by, man. Just scraping by.
Yeah.
Does she like you? Not really. Does she like you? Not really.
You ever see her? Not really.
I was dying. I was like, oh my God, so much in common. All right. The other thing that I want to bring to you guys, because it's almost Christmas, right? And here's the deal. We bring you Christmas joy, and one of those ways is with Gary Busey. He sings for us his top three. Again, Gary Busey sings us his top three favorite Christmas songs.
Good friends out there, brothers and sisters, all of you. My three favorite Christmas songs are, number one, Joy to the World, the Lord has come. The second one, another one, The Silent Night. Holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Third one, hark the herald angels sing, glory to our newborn king. That's three for you, but there's a lot more. I'll give them to you later.
Hey,
love you.
He should go on tour.
I know. He's solid, isn't he?
That'd be great at a Holiday Inn Lounge somewhere. Gary Busey live. I'd go.
Solid. I'd pay to go see that.
Yeah, me too.
Speaking of going on tour, did anybody go see that Real Housewife? Oh, shoot. What's her name? She went and play a DJ set. God, what's her name? She talks like this. She's on Real Housewives of...
And she's a DJ?
Yeah, she's a DJ and she talks like this. And she's on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Meredith, thank you. It's Meredith Marks. Yeah, she played a set here. Did
no
anybody
way.
Go see her?
No.
I didn't either. I wondered.
I don't know who she is.
She's Meredith Marks.
Mm.
And she talks
oh,
like
wow.
that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she scratches. Look at her.
Yeah, right? And so she did one here in Denver. I didn't hear anybody talk about it or how it went. I don't know.
I saw a concert announcement yesterday. The Rolling Stones has canceled 2026 tour, the entire tour, because Keith Richards cannot endure another tour.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they said. They said that they put it on the books. They were ready to go, going to sell tickets and everything. And Keith says... I don't think I can do it anymore.
Oh, that's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can they put him in a chair like they did Ozzy?
I don't know.
Because Ozzy got to sit on that throne.
Yeah.
You know, that big throne thing?
Well, you know, Phil Collins did that, too.
Yeah.
They put him up there
There's
in a chair.
There's nothing wrong with sitting in a chair.
Keith Richards says he doesn't think he can endure another tour.
I always think about that at King Soopers. Like, why don't they let everybody sit on a stool at the cash register?
Oh, you mean the people working there?
Yeah, just, yeah. You know.
I don't know.
A lot of places you're never allowed to set. Like when I worked in retail, yeah. We could never set, ever.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, ever.
Why?
I don't know. Because you got to be at the ready. But I was like, oh my God. Yeah, you just want to sit down for a minute. Nope, can't. Yeah. The whole time you're on the clock.
Maybe, you know, somebody tries to shoplift. That way you can pounce on them.
I don't think so.
The ready. You said be on the ready.
15.
I'm just saying the people at the grocery store.
I don't know. Oh, that? I don't know. All right. The other thing I have, another Gary Busey special for you guys. Gosh, I love Gary Busey at Christmas. He's my new favorite Christmas go-to. Here he is.
It's Gary Busey, and I have got a great Christmas present for you. Listen to this. Ah! Ah! That's what a goose sounds like when they're flying. They're letting you know they're up there. Ah! Ah! You get a bunch of geese together. They're honking in the air.
Can you imagine that? If you went and saw Gary Busey at the Holiday Inn Lounge, so and he's doing Christmas songs and throwing in the goose sounds.
Dude,
a show.
I would totally go there. Maybe that's our next not-so-silent night.
Gary, somebody needs to get in touch with Gary and tell him to tour. He would sell out.
Right? Yeah, maybe our next Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Right?
We bring in Busey.
Oh, my God. He just
I don't know
Christmas.
If he'll be around then, though.
Next year?
Yeah.
Sure he will.
Know. He looks rough.
Oh, my God.
He's looking rough. Look dude, he looks really rough. This video, if you haven't seen the video, go look at it. He looks rough.
He does look rough. You're
it's not, on our Facebook page.
Yeah. And he can't wear his hat right. It's like not on his head. It's bizarre.
It's crooked.
It is. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on that Odyssey app. That Odyssey app, man, it's free. Put it on your phone, and you'll get us live and a podcast, too. Have you heard the story of the 20-foot Santa?
Is that like a Dr. Seuss thing?
No, it's an inflatable that a lot of people complained about. HOA told them they had to take it down. Have you heard this story?
Is that, no, well, I heard another one where HOA said only one inflatable per house. Mm-hmm. And so the entire neighborhood bought the 20-foot Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the entire neighborhood.
This is a 20-foot Santa that somebody put up, right, Carson?
28-foot Santa.
28?
Oh, geez.
It's taller than the house.
Yeah,
okay.
It really is. And the HOA said, get that damn thing down. We are not going to let that. It's an eyesore for the neighborhood. Then people rallied around them, right?
Was that here?
Yeah.
Severance.
Oh, I didn't see about what?
Severance, Colorado, right?
Oh, okay.
Here it is.
It is 28 feet tall, just about as tall as this house.
Here in the town of Severance, drivers can see the giant inflatable Santa from Harmony Road.
We love him.
Dora Flores and her family put the Santa up this month, but were sent this letter from Fromm and Company saying the Santa Claus located in your backyard is excessive in height and not permitted. Please remove immediately. The letter did not state specific height restrictions, but was accompanied by a list of possible fines.
You should have had to put one of those lights up there for airplanes.
No kidding, it is tall.
The family took down the Santa for a while, but then the community got involved.
We stand with Santa!
They created a social media campaign and reached out to community officials trying to save Santa. Then Flores received the news.
This morning, I did receive a call from the upper management of our HOA apologizing and letting us know that we can keep Santa and that it was a mistake on their behalf.
Yay!
Woo! Now that's a Christmas story.
That is a Christmas story. That's beautiful.
I would rather have somebody with a neighbor, and I could see me or Carson putting up a 28-foot Santa.
Yeah,
100%. I don't think Jamie would. Her neighborhood, they wouldn't allow that crap. But I could see me or Carson doing it. Okay,
right.
But I would rather have that neighbor. Say Carson, that you're my neighbor, and you throw up a 28-foot Santa. I would be happy with it, but I wouldn't say anything to you.
What would make you unhappy?
Yeah. Oh, I feel like that thing could blow away and probably knock down my house. 28 foot, that thing is huge.
I mean, I do
but
love it.
It is an eyesore in a way, maybe.
I
will say this. There's a house in Powerball Pete's neighborhood.
Oh my God.
That is so over the top lit
that
up.
House
it's the Hazards Gingerbread House, and it's epic.
They went and saw it.
Yeah.
That house would be a pain in the butt for the neighborhood.
My God.
He complains about that house every single year because so many people come over to
Carson
see it.
Carson did.
Yeah, you're part of the problem.
Well, and there were literally, when we pulled up, there was one bus tour that dropped off a whole bunch of people.
My God.
And then another one pulled up. Like, we're talking charter buses.
This is in a Highlands Ranch neighborhood. Yeah. So all the neighbors that live around this, they have to put up with this every single night.
That's why I was saying, and I wish you guys would do this and help me out, help a sister out. So when you go to see the Hazard House, please roll down your windows and honk and go, Powerball Pete!
Yeah.
Because he can hear you. He literally is the second. There's one house between them.
Yep.
I got a better idea. If you really, that way he won't be so mad, throw a beer out into his front yard.
Oh, he would like that.
He would love that. Yeah, if he could get like a 12-pack every night.
Oh, my gosh, for sure. Yeah.
Hog heaven.
This is a good idea.
Throw a beer in Pete's front yard. That's the new promotion, right?
Oh, my God.
All right, well, the 20-foot Santa, 28-foot.
But isn't that funny, though, that the other HOA story was that they only allowed everybody one blow-up. You could have one blow-up.
That's it.
In New York.
How does the HOA have that kind of power?
Because they do. Anyway, so everybody bought an over 20-foot Santa or whatever, rain, and you should see this neighborhood. It's amazing.
That's great.
They're all gigantic.
That'd be the best.
Yeah, it became a thing.
That's the old middle finger right back at the HOA.
Right? Yep.
Yeah,
it is. Oh, my God. It's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, I got to tell you, I just thought of this story because I read it this morning.
Wait, hold on. Wake up and you got to make money. Jeez.
Well, that's what reminded me because it said wake up.
Okay. Yeah.
And you got to make money.
Yeah.
And when I tell you the story, it's wake up, you got to make money. Okay, listen, there's a baseball that supposedly is worth a lot of money. There's this guy that plays for the Dodgers. He's a big deal. I think his name's like Ohtani or something like that, right?
The pitcher?
Yeah, pitcher, hitter. He does all kinds of stuff, right? He hit a baseball in a game where he was just tremendous, and they're saying the ball is worth a lot of money. Okay.
He was just tremendous?
He was tremendous that game is what they say. I'm not a baseball fan. I don't know the lingo.
And you're not a play-by-play guy either.
Look, he's having
a game. Just hit a ball, and it was just tremendous.
So this guy is in the outfield, right? In his seat, okay?
Okay.
The ball is hit. Well, he's asleep in his seat at the ball game. I'm guessing a few pops, right?
All right.
Had a few drinks, probably a little tailgating, and got in the ballpark. Yeah, baseball's pretty boring.
It'll
put you to sleep, right?
You don't even have to have a cocktail to fall asleep.
No. He fell asleep at the game. Next thing he knows, everybody around him just shouts really loud. Whoa. Something tremendous has just happened. It alarmed him. He jumped. He's like, oh, my God, what?
Yeah.
And he said all he saw was a baseball coming at his face.
Really?
Yeah. And he caught it.
What? Oh, with his face or with his hand?
No, with his hands. Oh, okay. He got his hands up in time.
Wow.
No, I didn't bash him in the nose or anything. Right. But he caught the ball. Turns out he gets an offer immediately. $2 million for that baseball.
No.
He was asleep. Got to make money.
Yeah, okay.
Wake up. It's time to make money. Wake up. Time to make money.
Okay. $2 million. Now, wait, I have questions. This seems weird. Because if you're asleep and everybody's, screaming, there's a tremendous play happening, and don't they reach in front of your face and grab the ball?
They tried. The ball was on a beeline for his face.
All right.
And he caught it.
Line drive.
Everybody else was reaching to, but he got the ball. It just happened so quick.
Yeah.
But he wakes up from a nap. He's sleeping.
Yeah, I heard.
And the crowd wakes him up on this tremendous play that's playing, and he grabs the baseball, and it's worth $2 million.
That's a great story.
He turns down the $2 million.
Oh, no. You didn't
he said, no, no, no. It's worth more. Uh-oh. So he's got a buddy of his who does auctions, and they're putting it up for auction this weekend.
Now, in an auction, I don't know how this works, but whatever the high, like, is
goes to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
He's rolling the dice.
Oof.
Now, this guy is a schmuck, okay? Let me tell you. He just got his hands, after a tremendous play,
I don't want to kill a lot of people, but I'm having that feeling.
You so remind me of my wife, I swear. After a tremendous play, he gets the ball. You're being offered $2 million. You were asleep, dude.
Yeah.
You were asleep, drunk, passed out, you could call it.
Take the $2
million. Take your money.
No.
It's worth more.
Wow.
Nobody's offered you more. So he's going to put it at auction. I hope he doesn't get
$50. What? He's going to get
$50. I hope he doesn't get $50 for this ball.
Because they're calling it the greatest game ever played.
Yeah. It was a tremendous game. The guy had a great, great game. And he caught, third home run he'd hit or something like that. Yeah.
It's weird. I, really want to hit you.
I hope he doesn't get $25 for this
ball. It'll be interesting, right? It'll be interesting. I don't know how.
But why don't you go ahead and sell it for $2 million? If you were asleep.
Well, somebody must have told him that it's worth more. Somebody. Right?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I just don't know how that works in auctions. Like, it's just the highest bidder. Or can you set a limit? You must be able to set a limit.
It's a big headline.
Like, it has to hit three.
I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know how that works. I've never auctioned something off, so I don't really know. But it says, Dodger fan who caught historic home run ball makes a huge decision. Turns down $2 million for auction.
Huh. Wow. I don't know. Well, hopefully he'll get more. Let's be,
good.
Hopeful. Maybe. Right?
I hope not.
Wow.
Hope not. Not even 25 bucks. All righty. We got to go. Got to thank everybody about the Giving Tree last night. What a promotion. What a good time it was.
It was so great. Yeah. Thanks to everybody who adopted families. Also, thanks to Postman Law, Steel Bros, Longmont Dairy, Dave and Buster's, Ranky Brothers, Colorado Candy Company, KG Facility Solutions. All of them gave to the families. And again, to all the people that, bought all the presents. I mean, that was fortune.
Crazy.
There was so many presents. It was amazing.
It was a tremendous night.
Yeah.
It really was. Also, thanks to Tricky Vicky.
Yes.
She worked her butt off.
She did a great job.
Tricky Vicky.
And you know what? Even the salespeople that came out, I really appreciate them. And obviously, Kibasi Man Mike, he's always there helping us with everything.
Yeah, a lot of support.
Lots of support.
It was a lot of fun. And man, you talking about some happy kiddos.
Yep.
They left there with so many presents. It was unbelievable. It was just a great night. All right. Thank you to everybody. We got to go. You guys have a great day today. Don't forget about the wind. Be careful out there.
There's going to be wind today?
It's wind. Supposed to be.
Wait.
10 o'clock.
At 10?
They're not allowed to start till 10. They still got 20 minutes before the wind starts.
I haven't heard anything about this.
Yeah.
It's going to be windy today? Oh,
they're saying they could cut some power somewhere.
What?
That's what they're saying.
That is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, they've been kind of iffy and, kind of back and forth on where the power's going to be cut, but it could happen.
Huh.
There's a chance that Alice could just go away today.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of the wind.
Our tower is up there where the winds are really going to be whipping today.
Okay.
So then XL may say, hey, Alice, just shut her down.
I haven't heard anything about any wind.
It's pretty pretty crazy day today.
All right,
you guys have a good day. We will see you back here tomorrow. You take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.